Lynn Hines, I know you got to make a presentation to the Beef Board Executive Committee today about the producer attitude survey that's done periodically, and why don't you give us some of the highlights out of the latest research that you've had?
Well, the survey certainly indicates what I think a lot of us know, and that is that the economic situation right now is impacting a lot of people. In fact, the number of people who list that as a primary concern of theirs has gone up considerably since a year ago. And at the same time, the support for the checkoff has drifted downward a bit. Almost 7 out of 10 producers continue to know about the checkoff and approve the checkoff. I think more important from the perspective of the folks that are managing the checkoff, it really boils down to the fact that producers feel that the checkoff has contributed to the overall advancement of the industry, that it's contributed to their bottom lines. That it is something that will be there for them in times of crisis. So overall, I think deep down, producers not only know about the checkoff, but also really appreciate the checkoff and what it's been able to do for them.
So how does the board kind of use that information? What are the ways that they kind of look at that, and how does that help?
Well, the purpose of the survey is really twofold. One is to try to find out what cattlemen are thinking about the program as it is now. And then we also ask questions about how would you spend the money if you had an opportunity. And in fact, this year we even went so far as to say, the number of dollars available are reduced. And so you're going to have to make more critical choices, and where would you put those dollars? And for the most part, the board, I think, is kind of moving in the same direction that producers are. They want to make sure that the advertising program is there. They want to make sure that consumers have confidence in beef, its safety, its quality. And that's not just in the United States, that's internationally, because we know that, to rebuild those international markets, we have to have strong consumer confidence as well. So it's a way to judge how producers feel about their program. It's also a way to get input from producers.
Well, thank you very much. That's an update on the Producer Attitude Survey that is conducted periodically by the Cattlemen's Beef Board. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.